Hi there, and thanks for joining us. Coming up on this episode, we dive into the world of oysters and seafood ahead of a big festival in Cork in September, and we speak to an old friend of the podcast, Stephen Ryan, formerly of Cork's Red FM, who will tell us all about 24 Stories. I'm Jonathan Healy, and this is Red Business.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
Now we want to talk about another upcoming festival, one that if you're into oysters and seafood, well, you are going to be in your element. It's the Cork Oyster and Seafood Festival that runs from the 20th to the 22nd of September. And here to delight me with what is going to be on offer is Sandra Murphy of Trigon Hotel Group and Mike Ryan of The Corn Store. You're very welcome and thank you for joining us on Red Business. Now, normally I give out to people who don't bring food with them, but this is one of those things. Oysters are not my thing. So is there still something in this for me, Sandra?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a celebration of food, culture and music, and it's taking place across Cork City from the 20th to the 22nd of September. We've over 60 venues participating this year. It's in association with Murphy's Irish Stout and Foil to Ireland, the Taste the Island campaign to promote food on our fantastic island. But there are fantastic venues taking part. So if you don't like oysters, there's still plenty to do across the weekend.
So there's something for me anyway, even
absolutely,
if I'm not a fan of the oysters.
Absolutely, of course.
But that's good to know. The Taste the Island initiative, that's a great concept, isn't it? Because it's a way in which we can bring all the very best of food together, and lo and behold, your festival sits slap bang in the middle of it.
Absolutely. So it was created by Foil to Ireland for the off-peak times of the year. So that's September, October, November, when of course restaurants, hotels and bars would see softer periods of business. The idea is to collaborate, to bring businesses together, to promote what we do best. So it is a fantastic initiative. And what's great about it is that there's so many businesses thrilled to be working together to promote Cork on the domestic and international level.
Mike Ryan, we were in the Corn Store recently and scampi was enjoyed. Let's put it that way. And it was the finest plate of seafood I've eaten put in front of me in quite some time. Thank you. Seafood is a big part of what you guys do in the Corn Store, isn't
it? It's a huge part. Like, outside of doing, like, I suppose the steaks are the biggest part we do, but also on top of that, seafood, the location, your proximity to, you know, place like Kinsale. You have,
I was going to say, you don't pull it out of the river in the centre of the town now.
No,
do you?
No, but no. We have a lot of guys that would work locally, and even down as far as Yall, I'd use some fishermen down there as well that would be fishing for themselves as well. That's, so we have, it's as fresh as you can get it. We're just so lucky to have the produce that, on the doorstep, you know, that we have, so we can showcase it. It's great to have an event like this that you can actually showcase it to people that don't normally, like yourself, that wouldn't be into oysters, but because there's other items on offer, you could be tempted. You know, there's a lot of people just think of the cold oyster.
No appeal to me whatsoever. There's not enough garlic in the world that would make that remotely attractive
to
me.
Well, you won't get garlic and oysters combined in our premises.
All right, okay. So what do you put them
with? A bit of sacrilege. There's one that we do, and it's called Angels on Horseback. Or Devils on Horseback is another one as well.
It's a good way of trying to put my mind off an oyster from a name like that.
I suppose one of the best, like, there's many, you can wrap it in bacon, bit of chili, and some of it is a tempura batter, and you put it into a fryer, you put it back into the oyster. You can have,
I might live with that,
oyster Kilpatrick, so you can have spinach, sautéed spinach, and some bacon, and hollandaise sauce. And the oyster is gratinated on that, so it's cooked. So think about it. I wouldn't be a fan of a raw mussel, but a cooked mussel is fantastic.
You can live with that.
So a lot of places, I like my oysters just with a small bit of Tabasco. Perfect. But I also love them cooked or gratinated. And what I love about it, what these events that we've done in the past, is we do have such an array of little nibbles. So it's all little nibbles from a lot of different restaurants. So each venue has... Each venue would have three restaurants in it, and then they'd be showcasing some of their signature dishes in a mini form.
Well, the gourmet trail was the biggest part of this, and it kind of started out as that and then morphed into other things, Sandra, didn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. So the gourmet trail takes place on the Saturday of the weekend, and it's just a fantastic showcase and a highlight of some of the best restaurants that are in Cork City. So what happens is the day starts at 12 noon with the drinks reception. So it starts with Kinsale gin. We like to keep everything local.
Drinking very early. You'd be pie-eyed by the end of it, aren't you?
And then they are split into teams. So there's five teams of 30. You have things like the Bantry Barnacles, you have the Cove Clams, you have the Shanagarry Scallops. And they embark with their team leaders on a culinary tour of Cork. They sample food from 12 of Cork's best restaurants. And they also have beverage to accompany that. So they have a really, really fun day out. And you get to sample food from restaurants that maybe you haven't sampled before. It is a guided tour. It's a walking tour. And then they come back to the Metropole Hotel at 5:30 for an after party. And it's a really, really fantastic
day. But you'd roll in after all that food, wouldn't you?
Well, listen, there's plenty of food all day. And there's everything from savoury to sweet. We really coordinate the menus really well so that people get to sample plenty of different food. And we do work within, obviously, dietary requirements and all of that as well. But yes, you've a full belly and a happy day out. So it's fantastic.
You've got your feet up on the couch at home by 8 o'clock. We're on a couch. Mike, the big thing, and we discussed this recently when we were in Middleton, is sourcing locally. And they're very lucky in East Cork that they've got so much on their doorstep. But here in Cork City, you've got pretty much the same, don't you? You don't have to travel very far to get finest products.
We have a fantastic array when it comes to even seafood, our meats, cheeses. Like, you know, for Cork itself, city and county, you know, we're very lucky. If you work in any other parts of the country, you're sourcing a bit further out. Like, everything is on our doorstep if people are prepared to use it, you know. Like, obviously, it does cost a small bit more, but you get what you pay for. That's my motto. Like.
Well, we've discussed my general dislike of oysters, although you sound like that bacon chili one I might be able to swallow.
If you're on the trail, we'll convert you.
It's going to be our mission for this year, actually, I think.
I mean, I don't know. I remember a good friend of mine, Bobby Kerr, on another radio program
last year
nearly choked live on air on an oyster.
And that was with Joe Harty from Harty Oysters in Dungarvan, and they're actually our oyster supplier for the weekend at the hotel. And he did, Bobby Kerr, almost died. It was memorable.
Live on radio, so I'm conscious of that. But for those like me who aren't into the oysters that much, we talked about your scampi, which is legendary. What else will you have in terms of seafood on the menu on the day?
Well, we'll have a crab brulee there as well that we're going to do.
I've totally had that.
So we'll have a mini crab brulee on the day as well. But for meat eaters as well, we're going to have we have an oxtail and goat cheese cannelloni that we're making ourselves as well.
You've rubbed the fish over?
We keep it separate. We try to keep everyone happy. Yeah. And because, as you said, people are going to be rolled out the door. We actually will have desserts as well. We always, every venue does a few small mini desserts. And the last people on the trails, like, cause the way the trail is broken up is you have four groups. So by the time the fourth group comes to you, all they want is some desserts. You know what I mean? They're on dessert mode at that stage.
This is the restaurant equivalent of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I mean, are you going to lose Augustus Gloop somewhere along the way, Sandra?
No, absolutely not. They'll have two guides with them. There'll be one to the front, one to the back. We haven't lost anyone yet. It's fantastic. And listen, there's plenty to do across the weekend as well, because, of course, the opening night falls on Culture Night. So it's European Culture Night. So on that night, we'll have the Cork City Samba Band playing on McCurtain Street in the Victorian Quarter. Paddy Casey is going to be playing at the hotel. Jemison Distillers are coming to do a display of cask making with their master distiller. So there's plenty of opportunities to sample whiskey there as well. Obviously, Murphy's Irish Stout is a key sponsor, going to be on board, and there's going to be plenty of pairings with Murphy's. Over the weekend, you've got the Frank and Walters as well, and you've the All-Ireland Shucking Competition. And also there's plenty of pairings in the bar where we're going to do some shucking and sucking, which is where you pair an oyster with a beverage.
Steady on.
After what time?
Oh yeah, I was going to say that is after hours. What exactly is a shucker? Remind the world. But there are people out there with devious minds, Sandra. What is a shucker?
So a shucker is someone who can open an oyster to perfection, and it's done in many different ways. So some is done to speed. So who will be there at the weekend as well as Patrick McMurray. He's also known as Shucker Paddy, and he comes all the way from Canada. He is the Guinness World Champion for oyster shucking. So we have a shucking competition taking place on the Sunday.
Have you shucked an oyster, Sandra?
I have shucked plenty, but not an oyster.
And on that note, we would like to remind people that the Cork Oyster and Seafood Festival runs from the 20th to the 22nd. You can get all the details at corkoysterfestival.ie. The Gourmet Trail is sold out if you're looking to get on that. But there's lots of other things you can do across that weekend. And lads, you've convinced me I'm going to have to try one now. Mike, I'll be in to give it a go.
Well, I will hold you to it.
You might actually have to hold me down when you think about it, if I just swallow it like that. Mike Ryan of Corn Store and Sandra Murphy of Trigon Hotel Group, and indeed the Cork Oyster and Seafood Festival. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Thanks very much.
Red Business. all that's best about business in Cork.
Now, my next guest is actually one of the people who was involved in setting up the Red Business podcast when he was with us here in Cork's Red FM, but has since gone on to do bigger and brighter things. Stephen Ryan of 24 Stories, you're very welcome back to studio. This is a bit weird.
I suppose it is, but it's great to be back and it's great to see the show still running and as popular as ever.
Yeah, well, I haven't killed it yet, is basically what you're trying to say there, which is nice.
The only thing is I haven't brought any food samples because I have been listening to some of the podcasts and
this has been raised,
seems to be a trend.
This has been raised in just the earlier part of this podcast as well. But we're glad that you didn't bring food because you'd have to make it yourself.
Well, and maybe a Rice Krispie cake or something. I'm not sure you would like that.
No, still I would raise questions as to its provenance. Stephen, tell us about 24 Stories. What do you do?
So I suppose 24 Stories came out of an idea. Going back a while, I teach in CIT, so I lecture in CIT. I've had lots of students over the years that have come in, done a certificate in digital marketing, went on to do a master's. And then I've often wondered about what happens after that. A lot of them are keen to keep learning. A lot of them are keen to keep networking. And of course, there's lots of different networking opportunities in Cork, be it Network Cork or the Marketing Institute or the Cork Chamber. But that educational piece kind of disappears. And unless you do a course, there's nowhere really to learn. And I suppose being a similar kind of environment to people that are also looking to learn. So last year, when I left Red, I set up Narration, which is a consultancy business in marketing and training. But one of the real reasons that I wanted to go on my own was to set up this events business, I suppose, and this network. And the idea behind it was that across the year, we put on 8 talks for people, 4 workshops and 2 conferences, and that you would join up as a membership, an annual fee, and that you would get all these included in your fee, I suppose, in your membership. But I also wanted to be a bit different to everyone else. And the one thing that I noticed from a lot of networking is that a lot of the people are kind of similar. They're at the similar stages of their career. I felt that there was a huge lack of maybe people that are studying or just recently graduated, and they bring a lot to the table as well.
Yeah, and we are very quick to dismiss that kind of group, aren't we? They're only just out. What do they know? But they're in terms of marketing, they're probably as valid as the more senior people sometimes, and better ideas can sometimes come from youth.
Well, you'll find that they have a grasp of some of the modern techniques, whereas some of the older people, some of the more experienced, would have maybe more the traditional ways of and more strategic. So it's nice to have that balance. So what I did was I said, OK, if you're joining up as a member, I wanted only 24 students, 24 graduates, 24 individuals and 24 businesses, so that you'd have a nice mix of people. And we launched it last October. We had our first talk in November, and we've had 16 talks since then. And there's been a huge, I suppose, mix of people. You have everything from your kind of student still in college. You have your mature student. You have your small business owner. You have your marketing person who, I suppose, has left college 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So there's huge, huge different kind of array of capabilities.
It's a collective intelligence. Really,
it is, yeah. But they all have one thing in common, and that's all of them are interested in learning more.
Yeah.
So how the talks are structured is that each talk has some sort of, I suppose, expert in their field, and it's usually based around 4 topics. So digital marketing, traditional marketing, maybe market research or creativity. So designers, video people and stuff like that have come in as well. So that's a kind of 40 minute. Then we have a bit of networking, coffee break, so that people will mingle. And then in this second session, which is something that isn't done anywhere else, is that I bring in a startup business. And this came out of a lot of stuff that I've been doing with live businesses in CIT, but a startup business that tells their story, where they want to go, and they do that for about 5 minutes, and then we let the group come up with ideas, marketing ideas, that basically that will help that small business. And we don't leave the room until there's 24 ideas that business can take away.
24 ideas?
Yeah.
So that's a lot of ideas.
A lot of ideas, whether they implement them, but usually you'll find that there's always a couple of nuggets that the business said, I never thought of that.
Mm.
And that comes from the mix as well.
One of the things that I found is that when you're dealing with a business, they've probably spent so much time doing everything.
Yes.
That they've often forgotten who they are.
Exactly.
And the rationale of why.
Yeah.
And does that group scenario, that collective hive mind, kind of help focus those business people?
It does. And what's really interesting is they've drilled in a few times. So they've drilled into, okay, but where did the idea come out of? And did you do your research? And some of them have actually said, brilliant idea, but the wrong market you're chasing. You know, and
it's my favourite Irish phrase. I don't know where you're going, but I wouldn't start from here.
Yes. And it's kind of, okay, maybe you're targeting the wrong type of customer, or maybe you have the wrong name for the business that people don't understand what it is. And it's led to, like, I mean, we've had a session recently where it went on for an hour and a half, but nobody leaves the room, which is fascinating. So it's nice and cosy. We always do it in the top floor of Soho over. So,
well, there's drink available if it goes
horribly
wrong.
But we don't go down to drink. Well, some of them have nearly been forced to drink, I'd say, by the end of it. But yeah. So all of that, I suppose, those little talks were at the core of it. But I said, obviously, one of the big things that I wanted to look at was this idea of having something big in Cork. I was quite jealous of the scene in Dublin. Lots of huge marketing events in Dublin. Be it, I suppose, DMX that the Marketing Institute put on, you know, the Digital Marketing Institute put on another event. Then, you have, of course, Pendulum Summit. And in previous years, we've had the Web Summit in the past. But nothing really in Cork. And I wanted to bring in speakers that haven't been here before.
So when does this all take place then? When do you climb up to the top of Soho?
So the Soho events are by invite to members only. So they happen kind of twice a month, whereas the conference takes place twice a year. So the first one took place in March. We had 170 people at it. I was delighted. We had some, I suppose, really interesting speakers. I suppose we went from everything from a big influencer such as Vogue Williams to somebody who's great at telling stories, Jack Murray from All Good Tales in Dublin. This time around, we have, again, some really interesting keynotes. We have the former CEO of Game, who a lot of people might remember the shop on Patrick Street, but they were a worldwide chain of gaming shops. He was the CEO of there. He was also the chief operations officer of Odeon Cinemas, Ian Shepherd. And he's just brought out a book recently called Reinventing Retail. And the idea is that he's going to give a talk on how marketeers can learn from the huge challenges that retail have faced and how retail has really had to reinvent itself to survive, and the shops that have survived have been the ones that have kind of reinvented the wheel as such.
Well, as many have tried and absolutely
and
failed.
And as many have failed, including Game themselves.
Yeah.
So, and he said,
which I think is the bizarrest thing of all, because
yeah,
how many people are playing computer games? And the business still can't survive.
And it can't survive, but possibly because a lot of it went online, which is the same with a lot of clothing stores.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, it's a fascinating area that you've delved into. Do you miss the radio, number one? First, because you worked in radio for quite some time. So is there a day when you're kind of, do you enjoy radio more now?
I enjoy radio. I suppose my guilty pleasures, I still tune into Neil all the time. So, you know, and the topics, you know.
Described as a guilty pleasure.
But look, I love Cork, kind of Cork topics, stuff that you don't get to see online, and but also radio is interesting because every day is different.
You have a huge presence on LinkedIn, so people will find you
there.
Yes, of
course.
Is there any other way people can find out more about 24 Stories or Narration?
So 24stories.ie or narration.ie. The conference is on the 13th of September in Ford Island Resort. We expect another great crowd. Lots of speakers still to be announced. I've announced a lot already, but you'll get the full details on the website.
Stephen, thank you for taking a punt on this particular podcast when it began some 100 episodes ago.
Yeah, and we launched it here inside in Republic of Work.
We did, and we're still going. We haven't been caught yet. So look, Kabir, thank you for that, and we wish you and everybody involved in 24 Stories and Narration the very best of luck. Stephen Wright, thanks for joining us. My thanks to all of my guests and to Niamh Hennessy, who produced. Don't forget, all episodes of Red Business are available online on redextra.ie. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you on the next one.
The only show in town for Cork business, Red Business.